From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Protesters angry about President Trump's policies and his military parade currently taking place in Washington, D.C., have been met with tear gas in Los Angeles. Today's demonstration's been organised as part of the No Kings movement, which has evolved out of a week of the dissent caused by his immigration policies. A dispersal order has now been issued. Brittany Hope is in the area for NBC News.
I was on the phone with a city official and I asked, you know, what was that moment where the dispersal orders happened? She said there were rocks and bottles being thrown. So that is when they had those dispersal orders. That is the moment when officers started pushing the crowd back. That is when we saw tear gas, we saw smokes, we're hearing flashbangs.
Millions of Israelis have been woken up by air raid sirens as the fighting between Iran and Israel continues. The IDF says they've been activated because of incoming strikes from Tehran and also Yemen. The Prime Minister is being accused of performing a U-turn after committing to a statutory inquiry into the grooming gang scandal. He's taken the decision after resisting pressure for a full investigation. Police in Minnesota investigating the fatal shooting of a Democrat politician and her husband have identified a suspect. 57-year-old Vance Bolt has been described as armed and dangerous. And the Met Office says more than 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded on Friday night as thunderstorms swept across the UK. A number of homes were flooded in Kent. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
KTB here to tell you that I cannot sell it enough, your Cradle Classic this morning. It is heart-stopping. Coming up in about 15 minutes.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
from the world where they dress for dinner. I wish they still dressed for dinner. I was down at Bigbury-on-Sea recently in Devon, in the South Hams, and there is a little island there, Burr Island, where Agatha Christie set a couple of her murder mysteries, including And Then There Were None. And one of those stories is set in a hotel on the island, a 1930s hotel. And I've never been, sadly. But if you ever get the chance to go, apparently you have to dress for dinner there. You have to wear black tie and a fancy frock in order to be able to get into the restaurant. So, yeah, I'm working on my husband, put it that way. I mean, he's a lover of murder mysteries and a lover of Agatha Christie. You'd have thought he'd have taken me to that flipping hotel, wouldn't you? Katie Brethwick here to play your tunes this morning. That was the Downton Abbey theme, the City of Prague Philharmonic performing for us this morning. Music by John Lunn, conducted by James Fitzpatrick, and it followed a fabulous performance of the prelude from Bach's first cello suite. Gauthier Capuçon, your soloist this morning. I cannot impress upon you enough how you need to be here to hear my Cradle Classic in just under 10 minutes' time. I have never played it to you before, but I have been playing it all week long, and it might be a tune you know from other sources, but you won't have heard it quite like this. It follows this on Classic FM from Al Bononi.
Thank you.
the City of London Sinfonia playing Albinoni on Classic FM, his Adagio in G minor. So, time to reveal my cracker of a cradle classic for you this morning. You may know it done by Joan Baez. You may know it done by the Dubliners. I know both of those versions. And if you have Irish heritage, you may know it done by your mum. But it's an absolute gem of a song and recently taken up by Vochasate for one of their new albums. And they invited Shir Bile Ní Cathaoir to come along and sing beside them. I wish I was in Carrickfergus only for nights in Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean for my love, but the sea is wide and I cannot.
In time. the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Stephen Hough on Classic FM with the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra playing part of Beethoven's first piano concerto, Hannu Lintu conducting. It followed that fabulous cradle classic I promised you, Carrick Fergus, performed by Voce Sate with Shibail Nikasada, arranged by Jeff Lawson. And if you want to hear it again, don't worry, I'm going to be playing you that. Not in the not too distant future. I'm completely obsessed with it at the moment. Katie B here to choose your tunes until 4 o'clock. Still to come, something from the movie Amelie and Grieg as well. But first, up you get. It's time to tango. Thank you. iconic tango written for a 1930s movie. Por una cabeza. It means winning by a head, as in a horse race. Nicola Benedetti played with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, the music of Carlos Gardel, conducted by Kirill Karabits.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Milos Karadalic played part of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez on Classic FM, and it followed something from a Breton composer, Jan Tiersen, from Brest in Brittany, part of his film score for Amelie. It's called Rhyme of Another summer afternoon on Classic FM. And if you love to hear about collaborations of film composers with film directors and actors, you are in for a treat. We have a series running on Classic FM at the moment, presented by our composer in residence, film composer Debbie Wiseman. She's worked with some amazing names, people like Stephen Fry, for instance. And on her recent show on Friday night of Real Music, as it's called, she hosts the fabulous Dame Maureen Lipman. And they talk about the collaboration between actor and composer. Well worth a listen. You can listen via your smart speaker on Global Player or head to classicfm.com. the lowest of three entries for Grieg. But good news, every single one climbed in the Classic FM Hall of Fame this year. The Sarah Band from his Holberg Suite, played by the Mito Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Seiji Azawa. The news is next, and then even better news. Your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame on the way, including one of my choices for this year. Next.
Classic FM.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. Five long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn anytime. Total payments could exceed payout.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Protesters angry about President Trump's policies and his military parade in Washington, D.C. have been met with tear gas in Los Angeles. Today's demonstrations have been organized as part of the new No Kings movement, which has evolved out of the dissent caused by his immigration policy. Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, Jason Pack, says California is becoming an ideological battleground.
He has federalized the National Guard and essentially turned California into the epicenter of the resistance. That's why we are seeing that the No Kings protest in LA is the one where the police are using tear gas, and why Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has become essentially something like the leader of the opposition.
Israel is reporting at least one person's died.